Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo!
Do it!
The news. Well, the FBI has released their, I guess, investigation, details of their investigation into that fella who shot at Trump. Well, he did shoot Trump, right? I mean, he hit him in the ear, so the guy who shot Trump, Trump shooter. Mm-hmm. And they've released some photos from the scene, and it turns out that looks like, I mean, they can't know this for certain, but it looks like maybe he was looking to shoot either Trump or Biden. You know, it was just opportunity.
The investigation into the failed assassination attempt reveals that the gunman searched for events that both former President Trump and current President Biden would attend. Remember, Biden was in the presidential race back then.
Oh,
the FBI says there were no co-conspirators in this attack. The agency also released new images of evidence from that day. It includes the suspect's firearm, his backpack, and an improvised explosive device that was found in the trunk of his car following the incident.
All right, so he acted alone, and he also had looked up events where Trump was going to be and Biden was going to be. So, I mean, I think we're supposed to assume that that means that he was looking to go after either one of
them. Or, it doesn't matter.
Trump just happened to be the one that he had access to first. Do you guys believe it? What's a conspiracy theory there? No way?
I don't know. I have no idea.
The FBI releases this stuff to try and cover up
I felt like the whole thing felt stinky.
Well, it was a bizarre thing, but you know, I haven't seen an attempt in so long. In my really lifetime, I haven't seen that happen, so.
Somebody got on a scooter. They said like a cop went up there, saw a dude on a roof, and was like, not today, Satan, and went back down.
There's
like,
body cam footage of him going up there. He's
I
like,
can't
whoa.
Believe that.
Yeah, he chased him up. Someone said, you know, they're pointing in the direction. He runs up there, and this guy's got a gun pointed at him.
That just seems like,
this
is your only job.
Right.
Like, you literally, like, protect the president. Like, get up there. But, so, and then the fact that, like, just think about this. And I'm not saying it's a left or right conspiracy or, you know, I don't know, a New World Order conspiracy. I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. So, I guess I always fall into, like, I don't know, but it feels weird. But maybe there's nothing weird about it at all. But we had a former president and someone running for president that looks like they might win get shot in the face. Literally took a bullet in the ear. And we talked about it for like 2 days.
It was,
and then we were like, oh.
Done.
Now what? It's like, what?
Trump's on a podcast. It's like it was over after that. Right.
Like, oh, yeah, someone tried to kill him, whatever. Like, I just find that hard to believe. Like,
they talked about that shooter for a couple days. It was the lead story. I mean, I'm trying to
exaggerate. Chuckabee says, not a big conspiracy theory guy who doesn't believe in the moon landing.
Right.
I mean, everyone
has some.
I don't mean a big conspiracy theory guy. Like, I don't buy into all of them.
Right.
No, I got a couple.
Everyone's
Denver
got a couple.
Denver Airport is curious to me. The moon landing and OJ. I got that. And this feels like it's in there somewhere. Like, what exactly happened?
It was weird.
What happened?
And it was weird that they talked about it for just a few days, and then they were done. But maybe they didn't have anything new to say. I don't know. I guess they did release that body cam footage from the police officer who ran up on the roof, and that was like maybe a week later. But yeah, it just felt like it was, obviously, it was a massive story the day it happened, as it should have been. And then the next day,
right.
And then it just felt like kind of went away. And now it's like, oh yeah, hey guys, remember when that guy shot Trump in the ear? And almost took his head off.
Yeah.
The FBI looked into it. Also, by the way,
I looked into it. I think you might have shot Biden too. Like what?
Like the FBI's already releasing this. That's the part that seems weird to me. That they're like, "Hey, here's our report. You already have this. You already looked into the shooter."
And I know I'm a college football fan, but it literally feels like, so maybe not other people, but it feels like the whole sign-stealing thing at Michigan when they were going for the national championship was talked about more than a presidential candidate getting shot in the face.
Well, that might be because you're a Michigan fan.
But come on, possibly. How many days did you hear it?
But I will say they didn't talk about the Trump thing nearly as much as you would expect them to. Again, it's possible. Just maybe they didn't have a lot more to say because they didn't know a lot. I think of all of it now, the fact that the FBI is like, here's our stuff. That just seems fast. I don't know. How long has it been now? When did it happen, Snow Cone? You're our political pundit. Has it been like a month, something like that? A month and a half? You think it's good 2 full months that it's been? Really? Okay. I didn't think it had been 2 full months. But you have AT&T, right, Lazo?
I do.
Does your phone work?
Right now it does.
Was it not working earlier? Were you getting the SOS logo when you tried to do stuff? They said people's phones stopped
working.
Millions
of AT&T customers, wireless customers, were affected by a software glitch yesterday. It caused a major phone outage, even impacted some 911 services. The company says it has now resolved that issue. Many of those affected say their phones were stuck in SOS mode, some for several hours.
Maybe that's what was wrong with your phone, Snowcone. It wasn't
the year.
They're
having a rough year.
Yeah, well, they had the data breach thing, right?
AT&T's having a bad year.
And then wasn't there something about, like, was it just those two things, or was there another thing?
They had
like
that whole thing where the service didn't work for a week.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, that their internet, it was like their data wasn't
remember
working,
the people
right?
in the stores were freaking out and yelling at everyone?
Yeah,
and,
like, you could make calls, couldn't you?
It but was
you,
like, the phones just don't work.
But you couldn't get data on them or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking that there was another thing. So there has been three things. Not a great year. But, you know, you were having issues with your phone the other day, so maybe that's what it was.
I
don't know. You said that you couldn't make calls on it. I know. But maybe it was all part of this big thing. Maybe the Russians hacked everybody. Yeah. You know? You never know.
Sure.
You never know. We're so quick to blame ourselves, guys like us, you know, and say, yeah, it's probably because I didn't pay my bill for 6 months.
Right.
But you don't know that. It could be because the...
No, I do know I haven't paid my bill in a while.
Could be because the Russians hacked it. Remember when I told you guys the other day that there was a mosquito that bit an 80-some-year-old guy, and it gave him the triple E?
I remember. Don't you remember?
Equine encephalitis, Eastern equine encephalitis or something like that. 30% of people who get it will die. Most of the people who survive, totally dead. And that's basically what they said. You can't say that, but that's basically what they said.
You can't say it anymore?
No. People are starting to say it again.
I've told you.
It is making a comeback. I agree.
I told you.
I hear it from people.
Don't call it a comeback.
But
it never lasts.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe we just with everything else.
All right. Well, you know, believe it or not.
Whatever. Okay. It can cause... it causes neurological impairments.
Yeah.
So you can guess what that means. So that guy was like in his 80s, and everyone freaked out, and they said, we got to cancel football practice. The kids, they got to get them inside as soon as dusk hits, because that's when the mosquitoes are most active.
I'll tell you what, they wrote it off. I didn't write back. That's the
right.
thing. I just kept saying it.
Well, now a 41-year-old, perfectly healthy 41-year-old.
Great. Is this
dead.
The new thing?
He's dead, Snowcone. He's dead. Yeah, that's it.
This morning, communities are on alert during peak mosquito season with new concerns that the insects may be carrying deadly diseases. This year, mosquitoes have been linked to two dangerous illnesses, West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, or triple E, a rare but very serious virus that can cause severe swelling of the brain. In New Hampshire, a man who was bitten by a mosquito later died of triple E, identified by his family as 41-year-old Stephen Perry. Cases have also popped up in Wisconsin, Vermont, New Jersey, Massachusetts.
So goes your hopes and dreams of that reunion. He's dead. And he was only 41 years old.
I can't believe you remember that Eastern equinitis.
How can I forget? Eastern equine encephalitis.
Ever.
Yeah, well, a heart don't forget something like this. Mm-mm. This is scary, scary stuff.
Standing in a white
Perry
t-shirt.
Died?
Yeah, no, he wasn't paying attention. He was on his phone.
Steve Perry died.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
They just said it. They literally just said it.
Who?
Steve Perry.
The news just said it.
You guys, I was on my phone.
I know, but
someone's asking me about high school football sports.
He died from a
Steve Perry.
He died from a mosquito bite with Eastern.
It's not Steve Perry though.
Eastern
it's not
equine.
The Steve Perry.
It's Stephen Perry.
Well, it's
we don't know.
I'm sure to his loved ones, he was the
it said he was 41.
Oh,
so around
Sherry,
around the same age.
Oh, Sherry.
I think 41 sounds about right, doesn't it?
Thankfully.
Yeah, it has to be him. There can't be more than one.
Yeah.
Let's just be realistic here, guys.
Anytime you want it.
There can't be more than one Steve Perry.
Any way
you
need
it. That would be ridiculous.
Something like that, yeah.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
And he's dead.
He's dead.
No, that's not. He's not dead, and I won't believe it. He'll never die.
He's dead. He died at 41 from the mosquito bite. He got the triple E. Whew, that triple E. And it's heading this way. That's what they
Steve
do.
Steve Perry's from California. He's never been to the East Coast.
You don't know that?
He's a San Francisco guy.
You don't know that? Who knows where he's at now? I mean, who knows where he was?
When the lights go down.
In the city.
Yeah.
He was in Vermont or
in
something.
In my city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
The mosquito got him and the lights went down.
You know who I saw open for them when they were at the before the Escape album, like the big, like when they were still a rock band.
How many days in a row have we talked
Adam
about
Ant.
Adam Ant.
Opening for Journey?
Yep. Adam Ant and Journey.
Some festival loves Adam Ant.
Well, me too.
But that's weird. I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
What year?
88.
Okay.
89.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, that doesn't seem like a pairing that
Adam
you would
Ant.
Expect, but maybe he was in town. I don't know. We've talked about Journey now, I think. Someone on Twitch can tell us, I think it's been every day.
Well, why wouldn't we?
Well, it's just we went for a long time without ever talking about them. We haven't mentioned Supertramp once, so I just think it's a little odd.
That's fair.
You know, right? It's what do they call those things? Scales. They need to be balanced.
When I was in the Navy, I'll tell you one little quick Supertramp Lazo story. Just quick. I know we don't have much time, but I'll make it quick.
Supertramp is owed this.
All right. When I was in the Navy, there was a guy. He was one of those officers, I don't know exactly what they're called, but they start out enlisted, and then they work their way up, and then they become officers.
Okay.
They go to school while they're in the Navy. His name was, Lieutenant.
Steve Perry?
His name was actually Lieutenant Fleck.
Okay.
So this lieutenant, me and him are talking. Nice guy. I get along with him. And I'm on watch, and I'm listening to a tape player, whatever, CD player, and Supertramp comes on. He's like, you got to turn that off. I hate Supertramp. I'm like, you seem like a guy with, like, Supertramp. Why would you? Who hates, like,
who hates
Supertramp?
Right.
Like, maybe, like, I don't love Supertramp.
You don't buy the
records,
but you don't
hate Supertramp, right? You're like, goodbye, Mary, goodbye, Jane.
On. Right.
Right?
No,
like, it's fine, right? He's like, I hate him. I'm like, why? He's like, they're the reason I joined the Navy.
What?
I said, what? Explain to me this story, please, sir. And then he tells me that he was, he liked to do a lot of drugs and heroin and stuff. And he was out with his girlfriend, and they went to a Supertramp mm-hmm. concert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and his girlfriend slept with someone in the band?
Actually got on the tour bus with them and left. They were all doing drugs together.
It happens all the time with Supertramp.
She got on the bus with Supertramp and left and went to a different town. He took 3 days, cleaned up, and joined the Navy.
Wow.
And left.
He should have joined a band.
Wow.
Is what he should have done.
That's,
no
so that's why he was, right.
Yeah,
I get it. So there he is.
Good. Supertramp.
Yep. Anyway,
shout out.
You know.
He took the long way home.
Yes, he
oh,
did.
Oh, man.
Not bad,
nice,
right?
Nice. Not bad.
Push the button.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
We're finishing up the news. Hey, I know you guys like movie and TV memorabilia.
Of course. Why wouldn't we?
You guys have financial investors. I don't. Mm-hmm. And I know they've told you this is the smart investment. Forget
smart
about gold
investment
and
is something that was on, on a sitcom in the 80s.
Sitcom.
Go ahead and buy a chair.
Yeah. Or how about buying a love seat from a sitcom that was on in the 90s? Because now we got something.
Soon you can set up your own authentic Central Perk concert next month. Julian's Auctions and Warner Brothers teaming up to celebrate 30 years of Friends with an exclusive auction set
to
feature costumes and props and memorabilia from the show, including the studio-made reproduction of that iconic orange couch, the one expected to get about $3,000 in the auction.
Hold on. This place is going to sell a reproduction of the orange couch.
Well, $3,000
from Central
is still
Park.
That's a nice couch.
Well, it's an ugly couch, but you're
well,
getting
I'm
a
that's
fake
what you're paying
one.
For it.
You're buying a fake. Why would they auction that?
Well, that I don't know.
I mean, you auction actual
like
memorabilia.
You could buy one.
Yeah, or someone could make one.
Hmm.
I mean,
sounds like they did.
Right, exactly. So now you're paying $35. But what is that story when people come over to your house? And you go, you like Friends? Wait till you see this.
I've got an auction.
They go, oh my God, was that in the show? And you go, no, they made it in 2024. I mean, why would anybody want that? It's bizarre. It totally defeats the whole purpose of having memorabilia, does it not?
No, you're right.
If you just recreate it, you can recreate stuff like when they brought out the old Star Wars toys, and, you know, we're selling them new, and people are like, well, these won't be worth money because they're not actually the old ones. That's
but
different,
how much
though.
How much would the real couch go for?
Exactly. A lot more than $3,000. A lot more. I'm just surprised that a fake one will go for anything. Like, oh, if only I could buy a fake couch from Central Perk. Or now, look, if they sell, apparently they're talking about the drum that, I don't watch this show. Phoebe, was she the one who had mental problems? The one who sang Smelly Cats or whatever?
That's Lisa Kudrow, right?
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow. She was playing the drums, and they said, or a drum, and they said something about maybe that drum was going to be for sale. But look, I know Friends is a massive show, so
I've never watched a full episode.
I've seen episodes of it.
Like, I really don't think I've sat through a full episode. Not that I hate it or that it's bad, but
It's got redeeming qualities. But my problem was the Ross guy. He just really bothered me. He was, you know, a lot of people probably feel the same way about me on this show. But he just
was
really,
that what's his name? David Schwimmer?
Schwimmer, okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's him or if it was that character. He's just whiny all the time. And somehow Jennifer Aniston ends up with him. Spoiler alert. But come on. Yeah. I mean, of everybody that she ran into, that's the guy. Anyhow.
Oh, man, proximity.
Laszlo.
What?
You will recall. You will recall.
What?
Even in your drunken state, you will recall.
I'm not drunk.
I'm not drunk. You will recall.
Yeah.
A few years back, it's been quite a few years now, a certain artist came to town. He's a very big artist. He plays very big venues, and he played a very big venue, and he was here. He's done it again since then. And we worked with some people.
Kenny Chesney.
That's the one. And we worked with some people who had a story. Yes, that's the one. She said, I got peed on over the weekend at a Kenny Chesney show.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember
how
we found this.
You got excited.
I remember.
When really this happens? I had no idea.
I'd love
to go to a Chesney show now.
We made quite a big deal out of it, right? And you said, you know, you got that going for you. Not many people can say that they got peed on at a Kenny Chesney show. Actually, I said that. And Laszlo said, well, that's not necessarily true. I'll bet other people get peed on Kenny Chesney shows. And that was the whole conversation.
Well, I don't think it's the only thing.
I was like, Laszlo, she got peed on at the show. And Laszlo was like, I'm just saying, I bet it's other people pee.
Like 50,000 people, you know, five nights a week, somebody else got peed on, I promise you.
And you said, I think at the time that you were like, Jimmy Buffett shows, people probably get peed on at Jimmy Buffett shows. It's the same kind of thing.
College football game, someone's got peed on before.
You're drinking all day. So then I see this story, and I'm shocked. This is in the actual news today. An off-duty Massachusetts police officer
was peed on?
Was at a Kenny Chesney show. And he did the peeing.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I think that's pretty wild. I've been to a lot of concerts.
Well, let's not say anytime, anywhere.
Right, okay.
Excuse me.
Don't
make a hard, fast rule.
Exactly. I don't think anybody should be peeing on you. What are you, the Pope? Like, come on. I think he just misspoke. He probably meant to say, shouldn't be peeing on people in public that didn't ask for it. That's what he meant to
Fair
say.
Fair enough.
But come on, be careful with your words.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I think that's pretty wild. I've been to a lot of concerts, and that, I don't ever hear that.
I don't think that's representative of what law enforcement in our state should be doing.
It sounds disgusting and horrifying. And just the fact it's an officer, you would think they're there to protect you from people like that.
I just want you guys to know that we already know this story.
Right, he's off duty.
They're there to protect you from people peeing on you.
I don't think that should be.
He's off duty as well. Like, it's not, you know.
That person who's like, I just don't think the cops should be doing that. Well, obviously.
Well, I don't think anybody
who's
should be
gonna
doing
argue
this
with you about that.
This does not reflect our community.
Right. This does not reflect. It reflects Kenny Chesney shows, and I'm saying that now, knowing that if
this is the second time
Kenny Chesney
heard
it. I could get in trouble, but we've got two stories now. One was a personal anecdote from someone that we worked with, and now you've got this story that's
you
making
guys like
national
to compete
news.
On? Anybody here like to compete on?
Nah, I tried it once.
Yeah, no, not your thing?
I wasn't into it, you. I think we did it wrong. Yeah,
How could you do it wrong?
Huh?
How could you do it wrong?
There's other ways. Just stop.
What do you mean?
No, wait.
What do you mean? Yeah, he's a good boy.
You can talk about it on Twitch.
There's only one way to pee.
Yeah.
Yes, but there are different places you could be.
Oh, like you want to do it in the bathtub
or
something?
No. Okay, guys, enough.
It's got to be, spontaneous.
Hey, snow cone.
It's got to be
enough.
It's got to be spontaneous.
Enough. Well, you know what? Now that you say that, I've actually it's been twice because once was spontaneous.
Well, spontaneous.
She didn't mean to.
Oh, well, that's perfect then.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
You know what? Actually ruined my couch. I could have used that friend's couch back then because it ruined my couch.
How's it ruin it? Just clean it up. I'm sure dogs have peed on it before.
I didn't have any dogs at the time. It was a lot.
That's
of...
why you have quilts
okay,
on
you
your
know
couch
what?
Now.
You know what? enough, guys. I'm not saying that this is the news desk at CBS or anything, but we could try just a little harder. The very first arrest.
What about you, Snowcone? That's something you're into?
No.
Are you opposed to it?
I won't knock it before I try it, but probably not.
Well, I'll just tell you, even if you, even in the moment, if you think this sounds like fun, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to love it.
No, well, I think the after part of it, after it's done, and you're like, man, I got to clean this up.
I'm used to that.
That's horrible.
I'm fine with that.
But, you know, in the moment, I think I probably, I'm into it.
Yeah, you guys are, like, big into, you know, being tidy or whatever for the most part, or in and out. You, as always, as, like, a bank robber.
I'm just saying, like, I'm afterwards when you're trying to, like, take a nap.
Right.
You're like, well, this whole bed is filled with pee.
Right. Yeah. And I'm saying I understand what you're saying. I'm saying
it's not that big of a deal.
I'm just used to, just places. Snowcone, you cannot say that.
What?
I promise you cannot say that.
It feels like you could.
I mean, you can say you cannot say
any word I said wrong.
That's enough.
Okay,
it's enough, Superman. There's a new law that says you can't wear masks in public in New York. Okay, in Nassau County, you're not supposed to wear masks in public. I don't like this. I don't like it one
is this
bit.
Because of like the smash
I'm a
and grab
free
thing?
Speech absolute. I think it probably all the debate about this started in 2020 when we had the protest. Remember all the Black Lives Matter protests and police protests and people started smashing windows or whatever, and some of them had masks on. And there was this debate about whether or not you can wear a mask. And it was interesting because literally the government had been telling people, wear a mask when you're in public. And then suddenly they were saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't allow people to wear masks because we can't see them. And now...
Like full masks? Or
you can't
like
cover your face, right? Because...
Like your full face? Or
well, that's the other thing. How much of my face am I allowed to cover? So you could wear the PPEs. You could cover half your face. Mm. Can't cover, I guess, the top and bottom of your face. Can't wear like a balaclava out in public. Can't wear a Halloween mask apparently out in public unless you're a kid and it's Halloween. And even then, I'm not so sure anymore. They use facial recognition now for all kinds of things.
We have a lot to unpack.
We have cameras that have facial recognition. You go to the airport now, it uses facial recognition. So I'm guessing this is part of it. They want to be able to use facial recognition, and so they don't want you wearing a mask. And the police were called in Nassau County, alerted about a suspect that was suspicious.
What about my Jason mask?
He was wearing dark clothing, wandering around at night. No, you would not be able to wear it. And so the cops came and got him, and they arrested him for wearing this mask.
Nassau County Police made its first arrest under the controversial ban on face masks. Police say 18-year-old Weslin Omar Ramirez Castillo was taken into custody Sunday, accused of wearing a mask to conceal his identity. Hmm. Officers had responded to reports of a suspicious man.
So what he was wearing
looked
like he was wearing
drag on the Twitch, wants to know if they can tour there anymore.
Right. I don't know.
No.
I would be very.
What
I would
about
be worried. Just
facial makeup,
seriously,
like Kiss.
I would be worried about that
like those
too.
Those poo-shiesty masks.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. I'd be worried about it. I'd be worried. I mean, I could see them busting up a show and using that as an excuse. This kid looked like he had like a wave cap on his head, and then what were those things called that a lot of people wore? You know, they kept them around their neck, and then they pulled them up. Gator. Thank you. Yes. Looked like he had kind of a gator on that was pulled up over his nose, and then maybe a wave cap on his head. And you could see his eyes like this, and they said, "No, nope,
shiesty mask.
You can't do that. You can't do
too
it."
Too much.
Yeah, Lazo. What happened to Laszlo, the old Laszlo from 20 years ago? You can wear a mask in public. This is free speech.
I don't live in Nassau County.
You live in America.
I don't even really know where Nassau County
is. It's suburban New York. They live in America.
Like Bahamas. I'm not interested.
No. Not Nassau, Bahamas. Nassau County in suburban New York. You should be angry about this. What happened to that fire in your belly that you used to have?
I've been drinking.
Come on. The fire's been replaced by heartburn. You got, we're out of time already?
That's it. Take a quick break.
Plus, I'm not mad, and I want to go to the kitchen.
All right, fine.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So what? So what, exactly. So what? Just forget it.
Right.
That's how I feel. I don't want to do anything. I certainly don't want to do extra things that no one's told me how to do. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Eat turkey sandwiches, throw the garbage on the floor, and be left alone.
That's what I just did.
Yeah. But if you have kids, they ask you to do extra stuff, parenting.
Oh,
and then as if the parenting part isn't tough enough, then they ask you to come to the school and set up goddamn pizza parties or something.
I don't do that.
We had, when I was a kid, room mothers. And but there wasn't like that many of them.
Was your mom a room mother?
Well, I'll answer that question and more coming up, but I want to talk to you about this lady that's got the internet revitalized with the Venmo mom. Have you heard about the Venmo mom? I got no problems with Venmo mom.
Right,
I like Venmo mom.
Hear about her.
Okay, coming up.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.